that time of the morning that we do this.
Nicholson and Dustin Hoffman, Meryl Streep and Uma Thurman, Adam Sandler, Robin Williams, Harvey Keitel and Paul Newman, John Travolta, Al Pacino, Sharon, Quentin Tarantino. Now it's time for Movie Talk again.
Always a great pleasure catching up with this man, Shane A. Bassett, movie analyst. Very good morning to you, Shane A. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and it's all the better talking to you.
Great to catch up with you, mate. And Bestsellers is now screening at the Wallace Cinema. What can you tell us about that particular movie with the great Michael Caine?
I love Michael Caine. Recently, there was a false report saying he'd retired from acting, but that's not the case. He came out and justified that. Bestsellers is probably the movie of the week, as far as I'm concerned. He plays this grumpy, elderly author. He's supposed to be retired, but he's actually persuaded to go on this one last book tour by a young, enthusiastic publicist played by Aubrey Plaza. And it's just it's a comedy of two different demographics going along and getting along. It's fun. It's a lot of fun and must see. You'll feel really good after you watch it.
All righty. Tom Hardy, Michelle Williams, and also Woody Harrelson. Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. At Wallace Cinema.
I'm not a big fan of the first Venom movie, but it was a big hit. It's like an anti-hero, anti-superhero movie. Tom Hardy has his alter ego of Venom and they fight crime. This is just a pumped-up sequel, but it's more comedy-related, actually. So I enjoyed it more than I thought. It's funny, and Woody Harrelson, oh, he's terrific. Always is.
Big fan of Halle Berry ever since the movie Swordfish. And if you've seen the movie, it's a fantastic film with John Travolta. Bruised on Netflix. What can you tell us about that one?
Swordfish is a classic. Also has Hugh Jackman in it as
Yeah,
well.
Correct.
Bruised doesn't star Halle Berry. She actually directs it. And it's a drama full of no one I knew. I didn't know one actor in it. But I've got to say, it is full on. It's about an MMA fighter. And she's really disgraced herself. So she picks herself back up and has this long road to redemption, and it's a real triumph of the spirit and a good sports drama. So, yeah, I really liked it. And for Halle Berry to be a director on this movie, she does such a good job. So Bruised on Netflix.
Yeah, terrific stuff as always. Thank you very much, Shane A. Have a terrific day today. We'll catch up next week, eh?
Thanks very much, mate. Have a great day.